of the county, you know, and he and this guy named who had a son named but anyway, yeah, and everybody just called him Hickey, you know, hey Hickey. Oh, well, anyway, they were, yeah, right, no, they were too tall and ugly, but these two gentlemen were going to Jackson, Mississippi one time, and the best I remember was to see a friend of theirs that was in the hospital or something, you know. And so they got on the road and took out, you know, driving about 25 miles an hour, you know, took them all day long and all this kind of thing, and they'd never been anywhere, neither one of them had ever been there. And so they had, you know, rode. And finally, one of them said, by golly, I think we done passed Jackson, you know. Well, anyway, so there was this little black kid on the road, about 15 years old, you know. They pulled over and stopped it, you know, and rolled down the window and said, hey, boy, you tell us where Jackson's at. He said, yes, sir. So it'd be about 35 miles back yonder way. You done gone past it. And he looked across the car and he said, hell, I told you we done went past Jackson. I told you I saw the Empire State Building. You know, and they were serious, man, just serious as cancer, yeah. Oh, that's true. But, you know, apartment building, office building, you know, parking lot. We'd probably leave the ING off, parking lot, you know, parking lot. But basically, that's it, you know.
What about high-rise?
No.
Don't use that. Mm-hmm. A passageway between office buildings downtown, you just call that?
An alley.
And what about a place in town, maybe where a building's been demolished or burned and nothing's replaced it?
No, just a vacant lot.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Vacant lot.
Could you have something like that in a residential area, maybe a place where nothing's ever been built,
mm-hmm.
where kids might play?
Yeah, still considered just a vacant lot, mm-hmm. yeah.
Okay. And say if you were in a public building like courthouse and you were thirsty, wanted a drink of water,
mm-hmm.
you would get that where?
The water fountain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would you call it the same thing if it were out in the open like in a park?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Same thing.
Okay. What about some different names in general for as many kinds of cars and trucks that you know about? Nothing specific like Ford or Chevrolet, but...
Do you know, like sizes?
Yeah, or...
You know, like flatbed, half tons,
sure.
mm-hmm. Four bys, stuff like that. Generally, probably some areas of the state are more influenced by national advertising, you know, than what you might think. Some of your older people would use words like, you know, four bys and stuff like that. But you know, it's four wheel drive, you know, or well, of course, a four by, you know, or a six by is, you know, a big truck, you know, like a National Guard thing.
A four by.
You know, a four.
I'm not familiar with that.
Well, that has been used, you know. In other words, you know, a 4x4, you know, some people call them that. But generally, I think that term, like a 4x or a 6x, deals with, you know, like I said, like an army vehicle, you know, with front-wheel drive, you know, six wheels, you know, to haul soldiers. A flatbed would be, for instance, a pickup or, well, a little bit bigger than a pickup, like a ton-sized truck, what they call a ton truck, with just a flatbed. It was just a plank bed that you would haul your potatoes or whatever on, you know, or your hay. You wouldn't have any side planks or a frame on the back part, you know. And one with a bean bed on it, you know, a metal bed to haul your soybeans to the mill. Let's just be called a bean truck, you know. If you say bean truck, everybody knows what you're talking about. A bob truck is another thing. A lot of people would call a bob truck. Like a tractor, you know, a tractor trailer rig without the trailer, you know, and you're driving a bob truck, bobbed truck, running around bobtail. And I guess that's about all, you know. Of course, there's Jeeps and things like that, but, you know.
What about these little trucks that you see more of nowadays that a drugstore or some sort of, they might use as
like a delivery truck, yeah. This would be a delivery truck. You wouldn't call it a courier or anything like that, I don't believe, or a dray. Just a... dray would actually be what it is, you know, in technical terms, but in a sense. But